Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
There is no better group of ones for flower power than forms of the shrubby potentilla.
Hello and welcome to This Week in the Garden. I'm Peter Seabrook, here to help with some of your gardening quandaries. My thanks to Sutton Seeds of Torquay, sponsors of this podcast. One or two sharp night frosts over the weekend, and it was just what I needed. We've dug a strip of that really heavy clay soil up at the Floral Fantasia at Hyde Hall. And those cloddy bits of clay, they want to freeze and then thaw and then freeze again, and it breaks them down. And then by next April time, when we need to plant up Rudbeckia, should just knock down beautifully. It was strange because I went out to the car Sunday evening and it was all covered with ice, and then by Monday morning it had all gone. Amazing how the wind changes and how the temperature changes too. I did manage to take a few minutes to get some soil knocked down under closures, ready to plant some sweet peas. And I also attended the Bedding and Pot Plant Ornamentals Conference in Peterborough last week. Boy, that was high-tech stuff. Eric Forshellen, a cyclamen specialist, he was telling us that in a few years' time we'll have plant navs, rather like sat-navs in the car. Except it won't sort of tell you where to go in terms of a journey, but it will actually control the conditions within a greenhouse so that you'll feed into your plant nav the size of plant that you're potting up or starting with, and then you put in when you want the plant to be ready to be sold or for a wedding or whatever it is, and the plant nav does the rest. It controls the temperature, and it controls the amount of ventilation. It can even bring the shading over or take the shading back. If the weather happens to be a bit warm, then the computer will slow the temperature down so that it slows growth, and your plant should be perfect. Amazing world we're going to, hey? They say that growers won't need experience. They'll just work to the blueprint. What's new? Well, I notice in one of the magazines that comes whomping through my letterbox at regular intervals that wood is the new wonder material for building skyscrapers. How about that? I mean, we're 14 floors up just by the Shard in London with the News building, and I can't really imagine that being built of wood. I mean, we've had glued laminate timber and laminated veneer lumber, as they call it, for 50 years or more. But the latest development is what they call cross-laminated timber, CLT, and that's the newest engineered wood material that is transforming the construction industry by all accounts. I mean, they can make it in sheets 6 metres wide and 50 centimetres thick, which can be used to form whole walls or floors. And when it's made in this way, it's as strong as steel and concrete. But, of course, much lighter. And if you're in areas where there is earthquakes, then wood, of course, will bend a bit. And is proving quite a suitable material. Boy, things change. I mean, you'll hear lots, I think, in the coming months about planting more trees, but we don't hear so much about the way that the timber is used. And here's a really good sustainable material, absorb carbon dioxide, and when we use it for building, of course, it has a very light carbon footprint as far as the atmosphere is concerned. I mentioned last week about the conference and international trade shows coming up, and I'm very interested to hear at the IPM in Germany, MNP flowers are introducing a new colour of their zero chrism to be called Pink Flame. Now, for the past 12 months, or well, perhaps getting on for 18 now, I've grown Granvia Gold, zero chrism, Granvia Gold. It's a remarkable plant. It's a straw flower. When you touch it, the petals are quite crunchy. And it has flowered non-stop from late May, early June, right round to mid-January. The Granvia Gold, a yellow one, has really stood up to the weather. And it's an interesting flower because when the centre gets wet, all the petals close around the central disc and protect it. And then as the conditions dry, so it opens again. I can see us having some fun with that with children, taking them into the classroom and having really dry open flowers and then putting a drop or two of water in the centre and watching the petals slowly close. The Zero Chrysanthemum Pink Flame, like its golden sister variety, has come from Suntory in Japan. And they've also got two new varieties of Sonetti. Now, that's a thing which looks a bit like Cineraria, a daisy-shaped flower, but it flowers from April through to June and fills that sort of gap when many of the spring flowers are over and before the main summer weight of bloom comes in. And I'll be very interested to see those. Dume and Orange are launching some new garden chrysanthemums, garden mums, called Home Run in four colours. I'm a great enthusiast for garden mums. Again, they provide another new surge of colour in that September-October period. And when we planted a bed or so at the Floral Fantasia area in Hyde Hall, the RHS garden at Hyde Hall, boy, they did provide us some eye-catching colour through the autumn. Dume and Orange are also introducing a new poinsettia. With Christmas just behind us, it seems a bit untimely to be talking about poinsettia, but their variety Freya is a nanobrack type, which means that all of the colour bracts are held well above the leaves. So lots of exciting new plants coming along, and buildings constructed with quite remarkable new materials. But back home in the garden, I think it's time that we started sowing some hardy veg indoors. I mean, if you can sow a few seeds of lettuce, summer cabbage, peas, broad beans, just get those germinated indoors and then moved out into a cold frame or somewhere to give them just a little protection, they'll be ready to plant in March and early April to give you a flying start. The veg growers, particularly up in Lincolnshire and in Evesham, had a pretty tough time last autumn with all those really heavy, wet, rainy days. And I think fresh vegetables could be running a little bit short. So not only will it be healthy and good for you, looks as if some of that fresh veg could be going up in price, and growing your own could be a sensible thing to do.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic-butter shrimp scampi. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
My guest this week is Joe Davey. We met several years ago, and if I remember correctly, it was out in the nursery fields near Woodbridge in Suffolk. Does my memory serve me right, Joe?
Yeah, Peter, that's correct. We first met when I was working at Knockuts Nurseries, which later became John Woods Nurseries.
And they were specialists, really, in roses and handled the Cordies, the German bred kinds, didn't they?
Yeah, that's right, they did, and sold them under the Mattox branding, which Knockuts still stock.
I mean, you're knocking off some big names there. Knockuts, Cordies, Mattock, John Wood.
Yeah.
And then you abandoned us nursery people and went into the print world, I think.
I did, yeah, yes. Yeah. Sort of went over to the dark side and worked for Flora Media, who are sort of, they do labels for yeah. nurseries around the UK and Europe, actually. I'm passionately interested in plants, and I just wanted to do something a little bit different. So, and also learn a little bit more about marketing as well, which has always been an interest.
Well, you should certainly have done that with the label business. I mean, millions of labels, and of course giving instruction to countless people when they buy their plants.
Yeah, really, really important part of the product. Yeah.
But now, Joe, you've recently landed with, well, I think it's fair to say, the largest wholesale rose nursery in Britain.
Yeah, I think you're right in saying that. Yeah, with Wharton's Roses. So really exciting opportunity and really glad to be back with plants and especially roses. So, yeah, it's my dream job, actually, when I think back. Yeah, really happy.
When did you join?
About a month ago. So I'm really new into the job, but I have worked for Wharton's before, many years ago. So, in fact, before my time with Knockuts.
Because, the perfect time is, we say, late June through to August, September, when those fields and fields of roses in full bloom, many of them fragrant. It's a fantastic place to be, isn't it?
Oh, it is superb, and I cannot wait for that time of year to come round. Obviously, starting at this time of year, things are looking a little bit more bleaker, but definite promise of things to come. I'm really looking forward to it.
And it's been quite muddy this autumn.
Yeah, the guys out in the field lifting the roses have been doing a fantastic job because it's been so challenging, but they're managing to keep ahead. So, which is good because we had a really good year last year for sales and it's looking like the coming year is going to be just as good. So, busy potting at the moment.
It would be fair to say that, roses are on the up again in terms of demand and interest.
Oh, yeah, definitely. I think people love roses, and I think it's well documented that the rose is the nation's favourite flower. But I think perhaps roses might have a bit of a reputation for being a bit problematic, but I think that's because of some of the older varieties that are out there. But now there's some really healthy roses that just flower and flower. They've got, colour, fragrance, and a part of my job is to promote those new varieties. And I think as well, they can just be used in a multitude of different situations. So, they can be planted with perennials, with shrubs, in containers. So, really multi-purpose plant. And I think people are recognising that now.
And so roses are much more commonly mixed planted in with other things. The formal rose beds that we had in the 60s and 70s, I suppose gardens, they're just not big enough, don't have the space to do that in the way we did.
Yeah, that's right. I think, sadly, gardens today, they are getting smaller. But there's always a rose for a sort of situation. So, and they just work much better. And we've got a new range of roses, which is particularly good for cutting. So, and they're great for smaller gardens.
Now, tell me a bit about those, because I'm very enthusiastic, if you're referring to the florist series.
Yeah, that's right, Peter, the home florist range. So it's a range of four varieties, and They're lovely garden roses, very healthy, a nice size, get up to just below a metre in height. But they're also good for cutting. So you can, you know, put them in sort of informal arrangements, bring them in the house. So we're thinking, you know, people grow their own veg and so forth. And we're now thinking of cut your own. So you can grow your own cut flower roses. And they're just really easy to put a little bouquet together. Put them in a vase, and they're really fragrant, which is the big bonus.
Absolutely knockout.
Yeah.
I mean, you supplied 4 or 5 of each of those 4 varieties for the BBC Gardeners World Live exhibition last June. They went on to be planted at Hyde Hall. And I found that if you deadheaded, well, just before the petals fell, and you put one of those blooms in a bowl in a room at home, it sort of naturally dried in a centrally heated home.
Yeah.
It was like potpourri. I mean, one bloom scented a room.
They're brilliant varieties. So.
Yeah, and the repeat flowering. I mean, the ones we had planted at Hyde Hall would only have been 2 year old, but, I mean, they were never out of flower. You know, you just headed them back and they came again.
Yeah, and if it's, you know, depending on when we get first frost, I think they will flower up to the first frost. I mean, they just carry on. So, yeah, really good value.
And it would be fair to say that a number of the modern roses now are pretty disease resistant.
Yeah, I think they are. I think we wouldn't introduce the rose if it didn't have absolutely super health, because, you know, there's no point. So, and that's something we work hard at, and we work with breeders from around the world, and so we can pick the very best, healthiest roses for the UK climate. So it's so important. As I said, we wouldn't introduce something if we didn't believe it to be as healthy as it could be. So,
well, I think Robert introduced me to the flower carpet series, and I mean that first one, flower carpet pink. I've never seen mildew or black spot or rust on that.
No. I mean, flower carpet, well, it's celebrating, it's sort of coming up to 25 years that it's been in production. And, and again, another rose that will flower until first frosts. Mm. So, and it's won over 25 awards internationally. So it's, fantastic variety and a nice range of colours now. Not just the pink, but the sort of reds and golds and white. So it's a great, and again, you can use it in, you know, sort of multiple uses, you know, really easy care, just sort of plant it and off it will go.
And is it really 25 years since I planted that first one by my front gate?
Sorry, 25 years. I think it possibly is. The years do fly by.
Yeah. I mean, my plant went in alongside a very young yew hedge, which is now 6 foot or more high, and flower carpet puts up with that competition and grows as strong as ever.
And a yew hedge is competition as well, isn't it? So sort of densely rooted, but
I can see you working yourself out of a job. Garden's getting smaller, and you buy one that doesn't need spraying and flowers non-stop for 25 years. What else should we be looking for? I mean, as gardens get smaller, fences need to be clad too, don't they? I mean, you're...
Oh, and we do some lovely patio climbing roses. So, you know, probably get to about sort of 6 to 9 foot, but can be easily sort of, you know, controlled and kept within that. So you've got things like, you know, Laura Ford, Warm Welcome, Gloriana, all, you know, lovely colours. And, something to look out for.
Well, and I'm afraid I still like Compassion. I find that a lovely rose, big climbing rose to cut.
Yeah, a classic, Yeah,
I need to get another one. Somebody moved the fence, and I lost my main plant, so I need to replant that. When is the main selling season these days? Presumably, the bare root is not as popular as it was.
No, actually, our busiest season is actually May June time, when the roses come into flower or just starting to colour up. because I think, today's gardeners, they like to see the colour, they like to see what they're getting, and the sort of traditional early sales, although planting early, like this time of year, is great, and it's, the plants can get established, we still see that lift in sort of, late spring, early summer, when the roses come into flower.
Well, you might as well smell them and get a fragrance that you like, as well as a colour you like, I suppose.
Yeah.
And, Jo, we've been fairly enthusiastic about the Rose Festival week, the last week in June. I hope in your new role we'll be able to involve you somewhat in that. It's become very quickly very popular.
Oh, yeah, definitely. It's definitely something we want to get more involved with and encourage. I think it's a great idea and just puts a focus on roses at that time of year.
And anybody with a quite nice rose in the garden on that Saturday at the start of the week can just cut it and take it into their local garden centre. It's judged there. And then we have a national judging of all of the first prize winners to get the prettiest rose in Britain. Yeah, you wouldn't like to hazard a guess on what that might be next year.
Well, I would like to think it might be one of the home forest roses, but who knows what's out there. It'll be a challenge for you to judge, I should imagine, as well.
Yeah, and you'll be trialling more new varieties up there in Harleston?
Oh, yeah, our trialling is ongoing, really. As I said, we work with breeders from around the world, and we're constantly bringing in varieties to trial. We trial them all in pots so that we know that they're going to perform well when they get out to a garden centre, as well as trialing them in the ground. So, but it's ongoing because we can't. It takes about 3 years to produce a rose from start to finish. So, yeah, we're constantly trialing, bringing new things in.
Jo, thank you for joining us today. Look forward to walking those rose fields late June, early July.
Thanks, Peter.
My tailpiece this week is nicked from Graham Clark, who we interviewed recently, from his amateur gardening, Gardener's Miscellany. He's been looking at girls' names, and apparently in Cosmopolitan magazine, the 10 most popular girls' names in 2020 will be Ada, Reese, Mika, Paisley, Tegan, Nova, Aura, Pearl, and Billy. Seems like a strange mix of names, that does to me. Apparently there are no listed plants with names Reese, Amina, or Tegan, but Graham found Hemerocallis adar, Asa palmatum mica, Alstroemeria princess Amina, and Camellia japonica Billy McCaskill. And he said he supposes that that'll only be truly appropriate if the surname of the girl in question is McCaskill. There were 8 listings apparently for Paisley, and the most widely available plants being Hosta, Lakeside Paisley print, Dianthus Paisley gem, and Rose Paisley Abbey. So if there's a newborn with that girl's name, there's an appropriate plant for you to buy as a gift. My thanks to Sutton Seeds of Torquay, sponsors of this podcast. And thanks to you for listening. Enjoy your garden. We'll be back next Thursday. Discover more at sungardening.co.uk.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.